Country Club FM.
It's Bob Almanac time today, Wednesday, November 20th, 324th day of the year, 41 left to go. We're almost inside of 40 days left. And again, an Almanac quiz at the end of the program, the end of the educating, the edumacating at the end here. There'll be some entertaining in there, too. We'll give away the Ronnie Millsap tickets. 1917, the first successful tank use in battle. The first successful use of a tank in a battle, the Battle of Cambrai in World War I. Britain uses the new technology to break through German lines. Now, again, the key phrase here is the first successful tank. There's a couple of times they couldn't get it started. They left the lights on. They got into a fender bender on the way to the battlefield and, you know, were tied up, you know, in insurance claims and things.
So somebody this one put here, a banana in the tailpipe.
Obviously.
Right.
So that was in 1917. 1947.
The setting is Westminster Abbey. To its west door come members of Europe's royal houses, the peers and the people. History is in the making. 3 miles away, Lieutenant Philip Mountbatten, now His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh, leads. But the eyes of the world are centered on Buckingham Palace. Into the dull November morning, two greys draw the Irish stagecoach.
Princess Elizabeth and Philip Mountbatten, who had become Prince Philip, they were married on this day, 1940. She knew that she was going to, her family knew that she was obviously going to be queen eventually, and it would be sooner, it'd be in the 50s. It would be less than, what, 5, 6, 7 years later, right. she was the queen, so you can't have a spinster as a queen, so she had to get married.
Right. And she did, and, so she found, and it all worked out.
The funny-looking Phil Mountbatten. Mm-hmm. 1947. 1962, this is the day generally accepted as the end of the Cuban Missile Crisis.
I have today been informed by Chairman Khrushchev that all of the IL-28 bombers now in Cuba will be withdrawn in 30 days. He also agrees that these planes can be observed and counted as they leave.
One, two, three. Yeah. Somebody out there in a boat counting them. Okay, there they all go.
There was a sigh of relief, I believe.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, you think of all the silly stuff going on right now.
Oh, my God.
All
right.
This just, you know, and not just right now, but all that we've had, all the political stuff and just everything, you know, nothing's getting done. We're not really governing. We're just going after each other, one side against the other. When you think about what we were going through in 62 or 2001 or any of those things, those... Not saying that we want one of those things to bring us back together, but that it does, and they do, but we want to avoid them, unfortunately, yes. Yeah. And going back, you know, spinster is a word we need to use more, I think, in daily conversation.
All right, I'm going to make a note of that.
So spinster. I welcome you to call somebody that you know a spinster. And I think that's, what's that, a woman that's never been married?
I think so.
They use that on Little House on the Prairie all the time. Yeah, the spinster beetle, and they always had a title for somebody. Somebody's either a spinster or a widow or a wino.
Yeah, so, it wasn't, you know, Clara. It was the widow Clara.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So that was 62, the Cuban Missile Crisis, in 75.
Our top story tonight.
Our top story tonight.
The Bellissimo Francisco Franco is still dead. Good night and have a pleasant
tomorrow.
Generalissimo Francisco Franco actually died on this date, and then according to Saturday Night Live, they kept an eye on it, and he did remain dead, which
was
good.
Right.
And if you were hearing impaired, you would know that as well, thanks to Saturday Night Live. So that was 1975. A year later, again, SNL.
See, I thought that you would understand that if it was, you know, 3,000 for four people, that it would just be $750 for every person. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, you could have a full $3,000 if the network.
Pretty chintzy.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I know that there's another...
That's George Harrison on Saturday Night Live, because it was a great bit, because Lorne Michaels offered $3,000 for the Beatles to have a reunion on The Tonight Show. The only one that showed up was George Harrison. George expected the full $3,000. They said, no, we can only give you $750. So instead of that, they gave him an extra $250 if he would do the live from New York kind of thing here, and he does.
So they're doing some
live from New York. It's Saturday night.
Did some on-air negotiating.
Yeah, they did. George Harrison, Saturday Night Live. That was in 76.
A good bit.
A year later, in aging, Purple People Eaters got shredded.
Deuce backfield. Avelina to Payton on a sweep to the right side. Needs a block.
He cuts back into the five and struggles down to about the two-yard line. Well, there's the rushing record. Walter Payton becomes the all-time single-game rushing leader in the NFL.
275 yards against that vaunted Vikings defense. But like I said, an aging Purple People Eaters in 1977. 275 yards. It's been broken a few times. And you know who the current holder of that record is, right?
Isn't it Adrian?
Yeah, it's Adrian All Peterson, day. 296 against the Chargers, I believe, his rookie season.
Yeah,
against
been,
the Chargers. In 82, this was going on again on a gridiron.
The ball is still loose as they get it to Rodgers. They give it back now to the 30. They're down to the 20. All the band is out on the field. He's going to go into the end zone. He's going to go into the band. The band.
You know, a lot of people say he ran into the tuba player, but I see it right here. It was clearly a trombone player. It was trombone.
Okay.
Because if it would have been the tuba player, it wouldn't have been nearly as dramatic.
Couldn't have the tuba player made a play?
Well, I was going to say, the tuba player was probably a bigger guy, and the tuba's bigger, probably would have done damage to the football player.
Right.
If it wasn't for the trombone player there getting in the way. So, yeah, that was the play. California defeats Stanford and John Elway.
And the band.
25-20. This date in 82 was, it was crazy.
It was bedlam.
Yeah, in 83, this movie made its debut.
Come to laugh.
Would you like to come in?
I'd rather stick needles in my eyes. Come to care.
What a cast. Shirley MacLaine, Deborah Winger, Jack Nicholson, Judge Reinhold, Jeff Daniels, a little Danny DeVito there.
Deborah Winger, Shirley MacLaine, and Jack Nicholson.
Terms of Endearment. I had friends that went to that, and they were like my age, 13, 12, 13 years old. Little family folk. They left.
Probably didn't work out.
It did get a little racy. There were some, let's say, adult situations in that movie. Mm. It was the 1984 Best Picture, by the way. Still a good film. In 1983, kind of sad at the end when Deborah Winger dies. Oh, spoiler
alert.
Oh,
I think
gosh.
Most people have seen it.
Yeah, and then when Shirley MacLaine slaps her grandchild out in the courtyard.
Yeah.
1986, the 1 billionth little golden boy. Oh, that little slapping by Shirley MacLaine. We had that on VCR. I went back and played that many times. I think she actually made contact.
Oh.
Shirley, she obviously wasn't a pro wrestler, so she didn't know how to miss.
Yeah.
And the effect, I think she actually hit the poor kid. The 1 billionth little golden book was printed 1986 this date. The title was The Pokey Little Puppy.
Sure. All of us had those golden books when we were kids.
The other one that didn't quite make the list was The Mangy Mule.
Mm.
But he had The Tugboat, Scuffy the Tugboat, Little Red Hen. They've done Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers. Pokey Little Puppy, 1 billionth little golden book on this date, 1986. We had 2003 this date.
Look, I'm going to just make a brief statement. I'm not going to take questions and answers. Michael is here. He's come back specifically to confront these charges head on. He is greatly outraged by the bringing of these charges.
Michael Jackson was arrested, booked, child molestation charges made by a 12-year-old boy. That was this day, 2003. And then 2 years ago.
Also, did you know the Georgia Dome is the only facility in the world to host the Olympics, the Super Bowl, and the Final Four? And again, as I said, there's the blast. You see it to the side? Here, let's listen in. Here it goes.
Yeah, they demolished the Georgia Dome. Boy, they go through stadiums at a quick pace there in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, Atlanta got a new baseball stadium when their Turner Field was built in like the mid-2000s, and then the Georgia Dome was built in the early 90s.
Did they really go out of style that
mid-90s.
Fast?
Mid-90s. I guess they've got high standards for their stadiums in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So that was this day, 2017. We're going to have birthdays now here today.
What just crawled out from under Plymouth Rock?
She was Roseanne's mother, and she's been on the new one, on the new Roseanne and then the Connors.
Sure.
Estelle Parsons still going strong at 92.
It's not Mahaya, it's Mariah. It's Mahaya. No. Excuse me. It's Mariah. It's not Mahaya.
You just about said Mahaya.
Yeah, I was thinking it's Mariah, and it's not Israeli.
You
folk
don't.
It's not an Israeli folk song.
It's an Israeli folk song.
It is not. It's not from Israel. It's Dutch. It's an old Dutch folk song.
How
from
about
Holland.
Those Smothers Brothers? One half of the Smothers Brothers. They were funny, you know. And the funny thing is that they were funny and they were comedic, but you know they could sing.
Mariah.
They were good folk singers.
Yes, they were.
They could perform.
They had some talent.
Multi-talent.
Stars around and sets the clouds to flying.
There is Dick.
Mariah makes.
They call the wind Mariah. Dick Smothers is 80 today. Joe Biden is 77. That means if we elect him president, he would be 78, right?
Yes.
And then would turn 79 his first year. I don't know. Is that too old to be president? That's worth the discussion, I guess.
When I die and the name of Therese,
why not elect Norman Greenbaum? He's 77 today.
Yes.
Happy birthday to him. You know that song.
Disco sucks. Disco sucks. Disco sucks. Disco
the organ player gets into it. That's at Comiskey Park. That's Steve Dahl. He's the DJ that started the whole disco demolition, disco sucks movement.
That got
70s.
Out of hand, as I recall.
It got out of hand. Detroit Tigers got a win out of the deal that maybe they not normally would get because there was a forfeit involved.
Right.
So, Steve Dahl, he's 65 today. We got Joe Walsh, copyright kerfuffle, can't play any of his songs. He's 72. Bo Derek, she's a 10. She's 63.
Oh, nice.
You divide that by 10, she's 6.3. Nigerian president, Goodluck Johnson, just because of his name. Goodluck Jonathan.
Right.
So first name, Goodluck.
Goodluck.
Goodluck. Joel McHale.
And for your information, I don't have an ego. My Facebook photo is a landscape.
That's him from the show Community. He hosted the show Soup for the longest time.
Oh, sure.
Talk Soup, Joel McHale, 48. We got Dierks Bentley, 44.
Very nice.
Josh Turner, 42. And our rapper of the day today
is
just simply Future.
Future.
Future is his name, and the past is his game. He's 36.
Gone but not forgotten, our first baseball commissioner, Kennesaw Mountain Landis, born on this day, 1866. If you have a telescope named after you, that's pretty cool. I mean you gotta hand it to Edwin Hubble, the astronomer, born on this day, 1899. Hold everything. Chester Gould, cartoonist, the guy who gave us Dick Tracy, was born on this day, 1900. Time now for Masterpiece Theater with your host, Alistair Cook. We didn't get, he doesn't talk there, that's it?
We don't have time for
him to talk.
It was
kind of a TV theme time. Alistair Cook, born on this day, 1908. And Robert F. Kennedy was born on this day, 1925, sadly assassinated. Sirhan, Sirhan. And Richard Dawes, first Franklin Cover.
You can't forget Thomas Willis. Upstairs neighbor to the Jeffersons.
You can't.
And furthermore, you shouldn't have apologized to George.
What? You told me?
Never apologize when you're right.
Right? She called me a stupid old narrow-minded fool.
Well.
Willis. From the Jeffersons. He was born on this day, 1928. Now Richard Dick Dawson.
Name something you might buy that could turn out to be phony.
Yeah, a horse.
The dreaded phony horse gag.
Something you squeeze.
Peanut butter.
Name part of the telephone.
The bottom part.
Oh, we could play those all day.
All day long.
Some good ones.
Yeah, and he was not afraid to kiss the ladies. And, of course, I remember him from Hogan's Heroes and others. Richard Dawson, 1932. And the great Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Dwayne Allman of the Allman Brothers, 1946. They're gone, but not forgotten.
You missed.
I've been in the right place.
Dr. John.
Oh, yeah.
And that might be because he just passed away this summer.
Still.
Right place, wrong time, possibly.
I don't know if I'll fire somebody, but somebody's going to get fined.
I needed some funk is what I needed.
Yeah.
That's why we're here. If you're not here for the funk, why are you here?
Right.
Because there's no funkier show than the Bob Almanac.
What year was he born?
1941.
Now,
they're all gone, but not forgotten. Do you want to go see Ronnie Millsap? Who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't?
Smoky Mountain Rain, all the good stuff, all the songs, maybe even a medley or two. When you have as many hits as he has,
yeah, you got to
go medley for him. But this date in 1986, the 1 billionth little golden book was printed. What was the title of that 1 billionth book? Ooh. It's actually the title of their most popular one. Their highest selling one is this one. And we told you what it was. And it wasn't, I'll tell you, it wasn't the Mangy Mule. That one.
No.
That one wasn't quite as high on the list.
No.
Although mange on a mule is very, very attractive.
Well.
So what was the title of the 1 billionth little golden book? This date, 1986, 763-450-0100. And just like the name of the former Nigerian president, good luck. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Good luck.
How would you like to start a long stretch of music? It's how we begin our no-repeat workday.
Yes.
Willie Nelson on the road again.
Uh-huh.
Tanya Tucker, It's a Little Too Late. Or Sawyer Brown, Thank God for You.
Tanya Tucker, boy, she's just getting nominated for a whole bunch of Grammys. We're getting the news.
You're getting the news
this
well,
morning.
We'll talk
yeah.
more about it tomorrow morning. We'll break it.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud.